So taking the long view, America did not roll back basic freedoms to the same degree as it had during earlier perilous times. It is nevertheless a fact that authorities, especially law enforcement, still act randomly to quash inconvenient forms of expression in the name of national security. Case in point, a spate of recent instances of police stopping people with cameras from using them for no apparent reason.
The notion that you could enhance national security by limiting photography does not make sense.
Attorney Morgan Manning wrote about several of these cases last year. She says that a never-ending war on terror seems sufficient justification for law enforcement to insist a camera be kept.
After they realize that they really don't have a sound basis for doing this, then they kind of attach, just use a broad statute, you know, obstruction of justice or interfering with a police officer, or a statute that's written that could apply to anything but was not really meant to apply to the average person taking a picture.
Take Dwayne Kurzick. Apparently he likes trains.
Amtrak was actually sponsoring a contest, and it was called Picture Our Trains, I believe, and one individual took a picture of the train, and he was stopped by a security guard hired by Amtrak and told that he was not allowed to take pictures of the train and that it was, you know, they cited to, I think, the 9/11 law.
The 9/11 law?
The 9/11 law.
He just made up the 9/11 law?
Yeah.
Dwayne Kurzick declined our request for an interview, but he did talk about the bizarre episode with Stephen Colbert back in 2009, shortly after his arrest.
My intention when I went to the station that day was just to get a couple of good photos of trains that were shiny.
Shiny. The officers leapt into action.
They searched me, and they then handcuffed me to a wall for about an hour while they figured out what they were going to do.
But you can feel safe, America, because Dwayne Kurzick was arrested.
Yes, I got arrested.
For terrorism.
For trespassing.
Well, they both start with a T.
Emily Good noticed flashing lights in front of her house in Rochester, New York. She went outside to check it out. It was a traffic stop. She decided to record it.
You guys need something?
This is my front yard. I'm just recording what you're doing. It's my right.
Actually, not from the sidewalk.
This is my yard.
The police officer tells Good he doesn't feel safe with her standing behind him, although he doesn't explain why. The confrontation begins to escalate.
All I have is a camera. I'm clearly wearing nothing. I have no weapons.
That does not matter. You're not listening to our orders right now. We don't feel safe with you standing behind us. You're not moving even a foot further back. You're gonna be.
Do you want me to move a foot further back?
You're going to be under arrest. I already warned you.
I will move a foot further back.
She says, I'm going to back up. And the police officer says,
you're going to go to jail. This is not right.
What is it called?
No. Stay right here.
I'm sorry. I'm observing what they're doing, and they're arresting me. I don't understand what's going on. I did nothing.
Once you're told to stop, and if it's any kind of a dispute between the officer and the individual, the officer charges you with obstruction of justice. It's his word against you. It's a factual issue.
Good was charged with obstruction of governmental administration, but the charges were dropped in July. Morgan Manning.
At that point, even if the charges are dismissed, I mean, she's gone through the hassle and expense and time of litigation. Things like that are not supposed to happen.
Surely you've run across some cases where you thought, okay, the police officer had a reasonable right to be suspicious and to stop the photography.
I've run across cases where the police officers had reason to clear the area. But to tell you the truth, it's not a very reasonable conclusion that someone who is taking pictures poses a national security threat. And furthermore, all of these national exhibits, etc., photographs of them are available on the internet widespread. Google Earth, for example, shows you pretty much any angle of anything that you would like to see.
Of course, the police are entitled to prevent needless risk to themselves when performing their duties. But just last month, the chief of police in Long Beach, California, said that, according to his department's policy, police officers may detain photographers who are taking pictures with, quote, no apparent aesthetic value. Meanwhile, last month, the First Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the Constitution protects the right to videotape a police officer while they're on duty. The tug of war between security and the First Amendment is everlasting.